From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Linda Wertheimer. On the campaign trail last year, George W. Bush faced a question from a reporter that he couldn't answer. Name the leader of Pakistan. Candidate Bush fumbled for a few moments before giving his answer. This guy who took over the office, General. Mr. Bush has come a long way. Last night he faced Washington's press corps and a nation of television viewers at home and spoke fluently about the global coalition he's forming and his plans for leading U.S. troops into war in Central Asia. The first war, he called it, of the 21st century.
People often ask me, how long will this last? This particular battlefront will last as long as it takes to bring Al-Qaeda to justice. It may happen tomorrow. It may happen a month from now. It may take a year or two. But we will prevail.
President Bush, speaking last night at a news conference at the White House in Washington. We're joined by Wayne Slater. He is the Austin Bureau Chief for the Dallas Morning News, and he joins us by telephone from Austin. Wayne Slater, we saw a quite determined, very engaged-looking president last night. Does this man look different to you, or have you seen him like this in Texas when he was governor? What do you think?
You know, it's so hard to compare because the events of September 11th have made everything so new. This was a guy who was clearly comfortable, clearly in control, and yet as I watched him, I couldn't help think that I see aspects of his presentation that I've seen before. In Texas as governor, I can remember when he mastered a subject, whether it was a tax issue, a complex tax issue, or whether it was education, this was the guy I saw. Confident, in charge, passionate about what he believed in. He is nothing if not transparent. And when he doesn't know, when he isn't ready for a subject, you know it. Last night, he was ready and you felt it.
He also gave us a kind of an Old Testament flavor. There was a lot of kind of fire and brimstone in the president. He talked a number of times about evil and the evil one.
Yeah, I mean, I was struck by that. I counted that he used the word evil 12 times during that speech. The evil doers, evil, the evil one. At one point saying we saw the evil one on television. He clearly has demonized bin Laden. And moreover, that's the kind of evangelical language that I think he's really very comfortable with.
Do you think we're seeing George Bush rise to the occasion, display talents that he's always had, we didn't necessarily know he had? I mean, what is happening here?
You know, don't you have to believe that? You never know, and you just never know what someone is capable of until they reach that moment, that crisis, where they have to demonstrate what they can do. He can't fake this. He can't make this up. And there is a strength of, whether you call it character or a strength of confidence in his ability or his background, that clearly had to have been there all the time. And it's taken this event to allow him to show it in a way that he's shown it so far and certainly demonstrated it at this news conference.
Wayne Slater, thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Good to be with you.
Wayne Slater is the Austin Bureau Chief for the Dallas Morning News. We reached him by telephone at his offices in Austin.